Page 40. Measure number 24-371. Almsville Rural Fire Protection District. Referred to the people by the District Board. Almsville Rural Fire Protection District General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question: shall Almsville Rural Fire Protection District be authorized to issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $2 million? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary: approval of this measure authorizes the district to issue up to $2 million of general obligation bonds to finance capital costs, including replacement emergency vehicles, including two standard fire pumpers, one compact fire pumper, one wildland interface fire engine, and one incident command SUV, and equipment for vehicle and fire station needs if funds are available. Approval of the bond measure would allow the district to replace the district's emergency vehicles, which are aging. For example, the district's only standard fire pumper was built 24 years ago, has an open cab, no rollover protection, and does not meet the current safety guidelines set forth by the National Fire Protection Association. The district estimates the bonds would cost property owners 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed value per year. With the district's existing general obligation bonds retiring in 2015, this measure is estimated not to increase taxes. Bonds may be issued in separate series. Each series will mature in 11 years or less. Bonds will also finance issuance costs. Approval of this measure authorizes the Almsville Rural Fire Protection District to issue up to $2 million of general obligation bonds to finance capital costs, including replacement emergency vehicles, including two standard fire pumpers, one compact fire pumper, one wildland interface fire engine, and one incident command SUV and equipment for vehicle and fire station needs if funds are available. The district's aging emergency vehicles. The district expects to replace an emergency vehicle every 20 years. Often after 20 years of use, emergency vehicles are subject to increased transmission wear, mileage, repair needs, out-of-service time, and won't meet modern safety standards. Purchased 24 years ago, the district's only standard fire pumper has an open crew cab, lacks modern rollover protection, and does not meet many emergency vehicle safety standards that would be required if built today. The district's two off-road firefighting pickup trucks are now 20 years old. They are limited to carrying only two responders, have deteriorating water tanks, average fuel efficiency of only 5 miles per gallon, and require increasing ongoing maintenance. Two wildland interface fire engines serve the district, the older of which is now 19 years old. Both vehicles are limited to carrying only two responders and have limited compartment space for carrying supplies and tools needed at the emergency scene. Finally, the district's Incident Command SUV, the most used response vehicle in the district, has logged over 130,000 miles and is in need of replacement. Because of these limiting factors, it is often necessary for the district to respond several vehicles to an emergency to deliver the amount of responders and equipment necessary to both carry out its mission safely and to comply with workplace regulations. What the replacement vehicles will provide that the aging ones don't. The district expects to use bond proceeds to replace and downsize 6 existing vehicles with 5 updated vehicles. Two standard fire pumpers would both replace the single existing one and fortify the fleet with a backup fire pumper. These two replacement fire pumpers will carry 6 responders on each vehicle, offer modern emergency vehicle safety standards, and will have ample compartment space to fulfill the multitude of different services the district is requested for. Page 41 now. The district's two off-road firefighting pickup trucks and two wildland interface fire engines are expected to be replaced with an updated wildland interface fire engine and a compact fire pumper that can each carry 5 responders and would have the versatility to handle several types of emergencies. Lastly, the district's Incident Command SUV is also expected to replace with bond proceeds. Additional information, the district estimates the bonds would cost property owners 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed value per year. With the district's existing general obligation bonds retiring in 2015, this measure is estimated not to increase taxes. Bonds may be issued in separate series. Each series will mature in 11 years or less. Bonds will also finance issuance costs. Submitted by Terrell J. Isaac, Fire Chief. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to Measure 24-371.